What would Jamie do?
Hello guys, it's your girl WJD. What would Jamie do? And I'm your girl Jamie in this studio. I don't know where you're listening to me, on your car, on your iPhone, iTunes, Spotify, Twitter, SoundCloud. I don't know, but thank you for coming in to see and hear me out. So, do you have an email, guys? Because probably you would, because you wouldn't be able to go to Twitter and find me out. You can actually email us, you know that? That's like fucking surprising, right? We have an email called wjd@thedivestudios.com, and I would love to hear about your situations. Like, I don't fucking care if it's lame or not, because probably if it's lame, we won't read it, but still, I would love to have it. And do you know that you can call us? Damn, I did not know we have a number for +12093229953. Oh my gosh, that would be on your favorite list. And call me every day if you have any situations, because I would probably not hear it, but we would hear it if it's fun. And do you know that we have Instagram and Twitter? Whoa, that's mind blowing. I never know that we had SNS for Instagram and Twitter. It's called WWJD_podcast. Oh my fucking God. And do you know what? We have YouTube. Ooh. We have youtube.com/divestudios. And you can actually see my face on your phone. I mean, like, that's bomb, right? You can. And do you know what I'm wearing today? I'm wearing my WWJD podcast merch hat. And do you guys even know that we have a merch? Because a lot of you guys are so late on social medias, and we have a hoodie and a hat and some like stickers. That's stupid as fuck. And they're selling the stickers. I don't know why. But still, it's pretty. So why won't you get it? Look at me wearing in it. And if you are wondering what it is, you can go to YouTube and check me out what I'm wearing today. And I'm not wearing a bra. So if you're interested in that too. Anyways, and rate and review on iTunes. You know that you can actually rate and review? I did not know. But anyways, let's get started to the first segment. So we have a nickname called Joker, and I already like it because I love the movie Joker, and he's one of my ideal types that I would go with. Not his personality, just his looks. Stop giving me the face. Like, don't judge me. All right. The first message that we're going to start is, I really like to joke around a lot and have fun. So in my friend group, I'm always a jokester. Really extra and sometimes maybe a bit too silly. Although this has created a lot of fun times for me and the people around me, recently this has kind of backfired on me. I'm always the butt of the joke, and the friendly teasing is so often that it doesn't feel so friendly anymore. In fact, it's very deprecating. Even when I'm serious, I feel like it's pushed aside as a joke. It's getting worse because other people outside my friend group have also started treating me like this. Okay. My friends are very reserved, and when it comes to the other people, so it makes me look even more extra and over the top when I'm with them around other people. I really don't want to get this any worse, but at the same time, I still want to continue making others laugh and have fun. I've told one of my friends how I felt, and she said they'd tone it down, but they haven't. My friends are really supportive in any other ways except this, and I don't want to lose them. Am I being so sensitive? Is it my fault that people treat me this way? How do I get people to take me seriously? Okay, I think I had the same situation, like similar situation as you, because I love to make people laugh. I love to be the one who's making jokes all the time, and it's all about getting attention from people. You know what I mean? Because if you're in the middle of the group and you feel like you're the 분위기 maker, like, it means like you're the scene maker, viber, like a happy virus person. It's something you gotta risk it with you. But something was different is I have my friends that I would joke around, and I have friends that I would talk deep things around. So that was kind of different for me. I mean, of course, I would say my deepest shit with my friends that I joke around them, like, also. But it never got there. It never went into a situation that we would sit down and talk, like, deep things. It would just always be like, hey, let's play. And then when I'm with other people, like, one or two friends, I kind of talk it out to them. But if it's other people that's treating you like that, too, and they don't even know you, it's kind of like, I don't know. I think they're rude. To be honest, I don't know how your friends kind of described you to other persons, but yeah, they pretty much told you were really cool and like you're cool with jokes. I think that's how they got your impersonation shit, you know? I wouldn't tell you're sensitive because you've been feeling that. You felt that. So I wouldn't tell it's sensitive. But also, is it your fault? I wouldn't call it fault, but it's actually me who made the situation. So I would take a little risk of that part also for me. Because you can't always be nice and then like chilling around and at the same time caring for you and then at the same time like laughing at yours. I think that's too much for a personal thing. So it's really hard. You want to make them laugh, but at the same time you don't want to lose your friend just by saying that you guys are treating me too much. I think it's the issue that you should have to like go around and just like talk to them several times. Then they would know. It's like you cannot change in like a split day. You can be like, okay, you guys are not treating me like that. And they can't just be like, oh, okay. And then suddenly just like move on. So I think it's just some things that you have to crush on and crash to make it like in the middle. So you started off this. And you want to be in this level. You're kind of like going down and up and down and up. And then finally you're going to match into some places. And if they're real friends for you, even though you tell them, like tell how you felt, they're not going to go away from you. So I don't think you have to worry about that. But in those serious things, I wouldn't be talking into groups. I would be talking to individuals first. And then when they hear you out on one-on-one, it's really different from just talking as a group. So I might try that. And how do I get people to take me seriously? I would try on a one-on-one talk. And then you can hear it out. Like if that person hears you out, she or he might be the buddy for you to talk about that situations. And then keep trying on that like one-on-one. And then yeah, you'll eventually find who's going to be your side of funny and sensitive and deep. I think that's what I would do. Yeah. Should we go move on? All right, the next one is new in town. Okay, new school, new place, new things. It's a voicemail, so let's check her out. I think it's a her.
Hey, what's up, Jamie?
Hey.
So I moved to a new city recently and
yes.
I started a new job and I'm having some, like I'm trying to meet new friends
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of hard. So I made some friends at my office in my new job. And the person I'm getting closest to is this guy.
Ooh.
And honestly, I'm not interested in dating him.
Oh, okay.
But
sorry.
I'm scared that he thinks that I'm interested in dating him.
Ooh.
Because he's like my closest friend at the office now. So I keep inviting him like to do things together. do you like have any way to let someone know, hey, I'm not interested in you? Like just in case, because he hasn't made any move on me, but I'm scared that I'm giving off an impression that would either like make him hit on me or drive him away from me. So like, do you know how I could possibly start that conversation? Because our relationship right now is still not perfectly comfortable enough for me to be like, hey, by the way, we're just homies. I don't like you.
Oh,
but I do
okay.
want to let him know before we become closer. Anyway, stay beautiful. Love you. Bye.
Oh, you're enjoying this, bitch. Well, first of all, yes, there are some several times that you have a little feeling that the other person might be interested in you and it's really hard to talk them out because they did not tell you yet, right? They did not tell you that they're interested in you. So it's really hard to like, just be like, hey, you know that you're interested. I know that you're interested in me and I don't want you to be interested in me. So fuck that. I can't do that. But I would, I kind of act different to people that I like and as a person that I want to date and just friends. I go really, really, what do you say? I stay really calm around them if I like someone. So I don't want to give them an impression that we are good buddies, but at the same time, I want to show them that there's other sides of me that you can rely on and talk to me as a friend, and maybe we can be smooching each other. Just kidding. So that's so different. What I would do is when he does me an offer, or if that guy gives you an offer, or maybe just like help you, which is not in a friend way, like which is more than a friend way, like maybe you said you're sick and he's like, he's gonna get you a food to eat to your place or just like keep you company. I'll just be like, I'll be jokingly be like, you know what? I know that I'm pretty and I know you like me, but it doesn't mean that you can come up to my place and give me part because you're my friend. Only boyfriend does that. I would kind of like joke like that. But I know it's like not the best way, but it's just my way. It kind of sounds bad in English, but if you do it in Korea, it's kind of cute. So I'd be like, when he does that something, I was like, bro, chill. Like, I don't receive these things to friends. You know, there's some parts that a friend can do and a boyfriend can do, and you're in a friend. So you're not doing that to me. I would just keep it like, I would just mention that you're my friend all the time. And, but like just being it too serious would make you and him a little difficult. So I would just keep it in a joking way. Like, I know I'm pretty and I'm like so good looking. And then like maybe probably the boy's going to be like, no, bitch. Like they're going to kind of try to do that. So I'm like, but it's not like, you know, that I'm not interested in you. Like, so shut up. Like I would just like kind of jokingly do that like often. Well, that's what I would do in my character because it fits me. I don't know what your character is like to other people, but my character is like this. My character is like a bitch. And even in AC, a friend of mine wrote, Jimin is such a hoe. So that's what my first impression is to other people. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to my Instagram and check it out. Yeah, there's a typo. Anyways, yes, for me, I would kind of do that jokes. Maybe for other people that it's not my character, I would just go and talk about relationships wise. And like you said, you're not that close to him, but maybe joking is not the best way to keep it your friend zone. So maybe just like you guys will have some talk about your personal things, and when it comes to relationships, you can just be like, I'm really passionate about my work and job, and I just moved here, so I really needed a friend that could help me get like to this place, and I'm so glad that I met you, and I'm so glad that you're my friend, and I would love to keep it that way. Like some, maybe not the last one, but just like, just tell him that because you're his friend, you're really happy to be there. Yeah, I would just keep it that way. But I wouldn't be the one who was going to be like, oh, I love you because you're my friend. I wouldn't be just like talking about that. You need to talk some things what friends would talk about, and then talk how you feel, like very smoothly. Like, and I'll be asking his ideal type and then be like, wow, that's so different from me. Or like, keeping it that way. You know, like when he says, I love long hair girls, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking cut it tomorrow, bitch. Like, I know that you're gonna like panhead to me right now, but I'm gonna cut it right now. Can I cut your head? And be like, you know, something like jokingly. And when he says, like, I like girls who's very like quiet, and be like, I'm so fucking quiet, you know that? I'll be like something like that. And just like tell him anonymously, be like, I'm not your type. And you're not my type. Okay. Another segment. It's called the Celebrity Advice. It's a new thing that I've been trying for a week. And it was really fun to do it again. So we're going to do it again. And it's act the same day. But I'm just acting that we're another same day. All right. Can you read it for us?
So recently, Chrissy Teigen, who is married to John Legend. And she's like a host and supermodel and all that stuff. She's super popular on Twitter, super funny, goes on rants a lot. And so recently, she went on a rant on Twitter about how her husband, John Legend, didn't tell her that other celebrities were coming over to their house for dinner after The Voice TV show finale. The Voice is like a huge show. It's like a singing competition for those who don't know. And John Legend was a judge on this past season with like really huge celebrity judges. You know, past judges or current judges include Alicia Keys, Miley Cyrus, Adam Levine from Maroon 5, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. So, you know, they're all really big names. And so it's a big occasion and she was stressed out because she didn't feel like she had enough time to properly prepare to have those people over to their house for dinner. But John insisted that it was super chill and casual, so she shouldn't stress so much. She argued that if it was just any other night with their guests, then yeah, it could be casual. But if it's after the big finale for the show and all the big celebrities are coming over to celebrate, he should have given her more time. Or like just notice, you know, I think he did tell her, but he didn't explain that this was like the big finale, like wrap party dinner kind of a thing. So the question is Chrissy right for being stressed or is John right for thinking, you know, it shouldn't actually be that big of a deal?
All right, first, I have this two answers. First, I would not write that on Twitter. Maybe jokingly wise. Oh, she did. Okay, good. Because if it was serious, then it, like her husband would feel bad. And all the other participants, when they saw that tweet, they'll feel bad to just come over. Maybe it's like a thing for... I don't want to put it like a sexuality-wise. But for girls, for women, and if you have a husband and if his friends are coming over, you just want to make it perfect. I don't know if it was for me, but I would want it. Yeah, I do care who's coming. And if it's in a very special day as a finale, John Legend, of course she wants to try her best to impress all the people. And also not just like preparing for them is a big thing. Just like preparing and then look at them having fun is also happy for me. So I think that's what she kind of felt for the mood. And for me too, if I have my husband and he's bringing his friends over, I would be fucking stressed. I'll be like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? I need to tidy all these things. I need to cook all these things. So yes, it would be really better if he just like told me before, like in hand when they were coming. That's what they want, yo. You're marrying a woman who wants to be perfect. So shut up and tell me before they arrive. All right? Like, I know they super chill. I know they don't need anything. But, bitch, I want to give you some goodies. So, shut up and take them, please. I would kind of be like that mood. I wouldn't be like this, but in that kind of mood. And if they're super chill, then I think I cannot prepare anything. I think I want to stay home. I'll just go out and be like, okay, bitch, do whatever you want. Like, and be like, why does it have to be our place? And be like, you know, but still, there's some things that there's some people that wants to make it perfect for them, even though they don't really need it. So, yes, I would go for Chrissy Teigen side. Yeah. The last submission we have is from Mom Hair. That's creepy. So the message says, so I like to try new haircuts and I like to have short hair. We try something new again, I hate it. It's too short, too thin, and I literally look like my mom. I'm too young for this haircut and it just doesn't fit me. I went to school and a lot of my classmates agreed that it doesn't look good. Now I'm not comfortable with going outside like this. Our hairdresser is my mom's best friend and my best friend's mom too. I don't want to tell her what I think about it because she spends so much of her free time to make our hair and we don't have to pay for it. It wouldn't be fair. How would you cope with this? Girl, like, why do you have your friend? First, if you don't like it, I wouldn't go there again because it's neither you'd be sorry for them for the rest of your life getting for a free cut and they're just doing good things to you. And if you don't like it, it's not really a good thing, right? So first, I wouldn't go there again. I would not tell my friend that I don't like it because I think it would already show because your classmates talked about it, how it looks bad. So probably your friend would know that it would. And maybe she or he will look at it and feel the same way. And I would tell my mom that I don't want to go to their salon again. Just like tell her I want to try out new things and like just find a new better place. Or what I would do with bad haircuts, I kind of change my hair color because it seems it would look a little better, I think. So if it was black, then I would kind of bleach it out. Or if it was blonde, I would just put colors, vibrant colors, to just get out of the length and just the color itself. I don't know if your school is allowed to do that, but in my school, it was okay. So I would try different things to just keep it out from the cuts, or wear extensions because I always wear extensions. Yeah, like doing an offer and giving me things for free and when they are happy to do it, I'm so thankful for it. But if I don't take that as a good part, I would not go back and destroy my hair again. It was not the same situation, but I was really close to this hairdresser and she was like my mom. Like I literally would call her mom. So one of her workers kind of mixed the bleaching hair really wrong and strong. Half of my hair was just gone. It melted. So when I did this, the whole top of my head just came in, like, yeah. And it was not even hair. It was like a Play-Doh because it melted. And the half of the month, like 6 months, half of the year, I would have to look like a fucking bird. Because my hair is like this short at the top and it will fly and be like, and I was fucking blonde, so you can see it. And every time I had to put wax and like stick it up to my hair, and I couldn't really say anything, but she cried because she felt so sorry. But I was just like, it's okay. Like this hair grows. It's okay. It happens. But I would never go bleach my hair over there. I was like 18 to 19. I still have photos of, yeah. It was when I sang with Tingle. It was like a duet with Dear Oppa. And that day was when my hair just went all. So I kind of felt hot in this area. So I was like, oh, I think I'm done. Because it was white and it couldn't get any whiter. So I was kind of worried. And then when they were like brushing my hair and everything, I felt like it was not even hair. It was like tiny, tiny, like roll up bits. And then I was like, oh, like, and then I kind of like brushed it because it was like itchy. And then like when I itched it, it just came out as a Play-Doh. And I was like, what is this? And then they dried it. They couldn't dry my hair like this because it would just fall out. So they kind of dried like padding on my head like this, and then half of the top of my hair was like sticking out like this, like a fucking fur, like a fucking bird nest. So I was like, oh, now birds are gonna fly over my head and think they're at home.
How long did it take for it to be normal again?
6 months. It was not normal. It was just like up till here, so I could just like brush it through. It wouldn't go pop and look like a fucking turkey. Yeah, so I was kind of stressed about that. And I couldn't really say anything to her face to face. I was just like, I'm not bleaching my hair to you again. And she cried, so I couldn't cry. I was the one who wanted to cry, but I couldn't. So, yeah. All right, that was sad, but just to let you know, don't go back. If you don't like the haircut, don't tell your mom or don't tell your friend about it. But yeah, stick what you want. I think that's the biggest answer that I can give you. All right, that's the show. Before you go, we have email, we have YouTube, we have Instagram and Twitter, and also you can review on iTunes. It's all in WWJD at the Dive Studios, YouTube also for Dive Studios. And you have Instagram and Twitter. It's called WWJD_podcast, and you guys can hear me out there too. You guys can call me. My number is +1 209 322-9953. So, boo-boos. See you next time. Jinx.
What would Jamie.